you very much for agreeing to see me.
He took me out to his pool and tennis house so we could have a chat. I told him that I was a lifetime member of the NRA and showed him my membership card.
Good for you. Well done.
I assume you have guns in the house here?
Indeed, I do.
Uh-huh. And
bad guys take notice.
So you have them for protection?
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been a victim of crime?
No. No.
Never been assaulted or...
No.
No violence toward you, but you have guns in the house.
Loaded.
They're loaded.
Yeah, well,
but let me ask
if you
this.
Really need a weapon for self-defense, you need it loaded.
Okay, but why do you need it for self-defense?
Because I don't.
Yeah, you've never been a victim of crime. You haven't been assaulted here. You haven't been...
That's true.
You know, why would you... So why not... Why don't you unload the gun?
Because the Second Amendment gives me the right to have it loaded.
Oh, I agree. I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, you know, I mean, the Second Amendment gives me...
Let's say it's a comfort factor, you know.
It gives you comfort to know that there's a loaded gun.
Yeah.
But comfort meaning that it allows you to relax and feel safe.
Not worry about it.
Not worry. Not be afraid.
And I'm not really, but I'm exercising one of the rights passed on down to me from those wise old dead white guys that invented this country. If it was good enough for them, it's good enough for me.
But you can still exercise the right just by having the gun unloaded and locked away somewhere.
I choose to have it.
What sort of strikes me as interesting is that in other countries where they don't have the murder rate, the gun murder rate that we have, that you know, many people say, well, that's because they don't have guns around. You can't, it's hard to get a gun in Britain or Germany or whatever. But we went to Canada, and there's 7 million guns in 10 million homes.
There won't be very long.
But you know, but hear me out though. Look, Canada is a nation of hunters, millions of guns, and yet they had just a few murders last year. That's it, of a country of 30 million people. Now why, here's my question. Why is it that they've got all these guns laying around, yet they don't kill each other at the level that we kill each other?
I think American history is, has a lot of blood on its hands.
Oh, in German history doesn't?
No.
In British history?
I don't think as much.
Oh, Germans don't have as much blood on their hands?
They do, yes.
The Brits, they ruled the world for 300 years at the barrel of a gun. Yeah, they're all violent people. They have bad guys, they have crime, they have lots of guns in the
past.
Well,
it's an interesting point which can be explored, and you're good to explore it at great length, but I think... that's about all I have to say on it.
You don't have any opinion, though, as to why that is, that we are the unique country, the only country that does this, that kills each other on this level with guns.
Well, we have probably a more mixed ethnicity than other countries, some other countries.
You think it's an ethnic thing?
No, I don't. I wouldn't go so far as to say that. We have enough trouble. We had enough problems with civil rights in the beginning. But I have no answer.
Well, what do you mean? You think it's a mixed ethnicity? I don't understand.
You said, how is it that so many Americans kill each other? I don't know that that's true, but even...
Well, no, you know that. We know we have the highest murder rate with guns. It's way higher than any other country.
The only answer I can give you is the one I already gave you.
Which is?
Which is that we have
historically,
a history... violence, perhaps more than most countries, not more than Russia, not more than Japan or China.
Not more than Germany.
Not more than Germany, but certainly more than Canada.
I come from Flint, Michigan, and last year a little six-year-old boy took a gun into a classroom and shot and killed a six-year-old girl. And it was a really tragic thing. And
this was kids, though.
This was six-year-old. Yeah, did you hear about this?
Yeah.
Six-year-old shooting a six-year-old?
Yeah.
Well, here's my question, though, is that after that happened, you came to Flint and held a big rally.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just...
So did the vice president.
Yeah, but did you feel it was being at all insensitive to the fact that this community had just gone through this?
Actually, I wasn't aware of that at the time we came. We came and did a early morning rally and went on to wherever we were going.
You didn't know at the time when you were there that this killing had happened. Had you known, would you have not
come? I have canceled the...
Yeah.
I don't... It's
not camp. It wasn't like it was already planned. I mean, the choice to come there was made after this horrible killing took place. Mm-hmm. You know, had you known that, would you have come?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Okay.
Do you think you'd like to just maybe apologize to the people in Flint for coming and doing that at that time, or?
You want me to apologize? Me to apologize to the people in Flint?
Yeah. Or the people in Columbine for coming after their horrible tragedy? And why do you go to the places after they have these horrible tragedies? And I, you know, I'm a member of your group here.
I'm afraid we don't agree on that.